Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Reish Ayin Vav. We are up to Siv Beis, the second line on page Nun Vav, which is the page following 110. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Yisrael ve'enam Yehudim shehesebu yachad v'hidlik eino Yehudiner. So we have some Yisraelim and some Goyim that are sitting together, and the Goy lights a candle. We discussed last night that you're not allowed to benefit from a candle that a Goy lights for a Jew, but you are allowed to benefit from a candle that a Goy lights for himself. So here you have a bunch of Yisraelim, a bunch of Goyim sitting around, and the Goy gets up and lights a candle. So, im rov einam Yehudim, if most of the people that are there are Goyim mutter l'shtamish la'oro, you are allowed to use the light, because we assume that it was lit for the Goyim. V'im rov Yisrael, and if the majority of the people there are Yisraelim, o afilu mechtal mechta, even if it's 50-50, then it's going to be aser. And we'll see two possibilities of why it's aser when it's 50-50 in the Mishnah Berurah and Mirtz Hashem. If there's some kind of proof that it was lit for the purposes of a goy, we see a goy lit the candle and he's using it right away, so it's pretty clear that he lit it for himself. So even though most of the people are Yisraelim, it's mutter, because the whole svara why mostly Yisraelim is aser, because then we assume it's done for the Yisraelim, but if you see the guy using it right away, so then even though it's rovi Yisraelim, it's going to be mutter. That is the Mechaber. The Ramot tells us now a very important halacha. Yesh omrim, there are those who say, the mutter lomar le'enu Yehudi lahadlik loner l'suda Shabbos. There are those who say that you're allowed to tell a goy to light a candle for you for Suda Shabbos, mishum desvirle, because they hold the mutter amira le'enu Yehudi afilu b'malacha gemura b'makom mitzvah. A whopping chiddush, the famous shita of the Baal HaItter. The Rama says are those who say that you're allowed to tell a goy to light a candle for you for Suda Shabbos, because they hold amira la'akum is mutter even by a malacha d'oraisa it's b'makom mitzvah. Now, we don't hold like this, as we'll see shortly. This is a Shita of Baal HaItter. We normally hold that telling a guy to do a Durabanan, so telling him to do anything is Durabanan, and if you're telling him to do something that itself is Durabanan for Yisrael, that's a Shvus to Shvus. So if it's B'mokom Mitzvah, B'mokom Tzarek Godol, then it's Mutter. Here the Baal HaItter is saying, the Ramah is bringing it down, that telling a guy to do a Molacha Da'oraisa is Mutter if it is B'mokom Mitzvah. Continues the Ramah, Shall pizen nogu rabin lohakel bedavar, and because of this, many are lenient to command letzavos le'eno Yehudi lahadlik neiros l'tzarel suda. People are telling goyim to light candles for them for a suda. Bitprap is suda chasna mila, specifically for a big suda of a chasna or a mila. Ve'ein mocha biyodim, and no one is protesting against them. But says the Ramah, v'yesh lahachmir b'mokum she'ein tzarech gadol. One should be machmir, not to tell a goy to do a malacha d'oraisa, even if there's a tzarech, unless it is a tzarech gadol. The harov ha'poskim cholkim al svara zo. Most poskim argue on the svara, v'ayin l'kamon simen shin zayin sivhei. So let's go back now, see the Mishnah Berurah, first on the Mechaber, and then on this chiddush of the Baal HaItter that the Ramah brings down. So we begin with Sivkaton Tezvav. We said there are Jews and Goyim sitting around and a Goy lights a candle. So it depends. If it's Rov Yisraelim, you can't use the candle. If it's Rov Goyim, then you can use the candle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Im Rov Einam Yehudim, the Mistoma Adaite Deruba Kovid. We assume that he had in mind the majority of the people that are there. The Afilu Im Acharkach Nisrabu Yisrael. If it started off when he lit the candle, there were mostly Goyim, even if afterwards many more Yisraelim came, v'nitosvu aleihem, and therefore they became more Yisraelim, or shaholchalem ha'inam Yehudim, or so Goyim left, and the percentages changed, v'chein lehepach, and sort of it's the opposite, b'rov Yisrael, so it doesn't change the halacha. The halacha goes by the time of the lighting of the candle. If when he lit the candle, it's mostly Jews, it's aser. If when he lit the candle, it's mostly Goyim, it's mutter. Even though maybe 10 minutes after he lit it, the numbers change, it doesn't matter, it doesn't help you, because it all goes by what his kavana was when he lit the candle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, We said if it's 50-50, it's aser. Why? Hatam mishum delekel omekem ala demilsa. Because we don't know who it was done for. Im bishvil eno Yehudi avid o bishvil Yisrael avid. We're not sure if it was for a Jew or for a guy, and therefore we're machmir that it's aser. V'yesh omrim, some say, mishum de bemechza amechza mistamel l'shem shneim nasu. Some say the reason why when it's 50-50 it's aser is we assume he did it for both, and therefore it is aser. So it's either aser midin safek, or it's aser midin that we assume he did it for both of them. Sivkotun yuzayin shalotzorech eno Yehudi. This is going on that which Ramah says, if there is a proof that it was done for the guy, so even if it's Rovi Yisraelim, it is mutter. So says the Mishabur, Rotsa Lomar, Litzarech Atzmo, if it's clear that the guy who lit the candle did it for his own purposes, Ukid Mesayim Lubasof, like the Mechaber ends off saying at the end, that he ended up using it, so then it's mutter. It's lav dafka if we see clearly that he's doing it for himself. It would be the same thing if it's clear that he lit a candle for another guy. It would also be mutter for the Yisraelim, even if it's mostly Yisraelim. But if we see clearly he did it for a guy, but we know he also did it for Yisrael, it is usser. Cain Kosova Magan Avram, the Ayim, the Biralocha, Sherachnum, Bazel. Look in the Biralocha where we spoke at length about this. Sifkotun Yudches. What's the Ochocha that he lit it for a guy? Shehu Mishamish. He's using it. Hainu Miyad. It means right away he lit the candle and he's using it. It's clear it was lit for him. So it's going to be mutter, even though there are mostly Yisraelim there. Sifkotun Yudches. The Mistamuk Eshehidlik Mitchila. We could assume when he lit it from the beginning. Nami Ha'ikar Adaite Didei Ovid. We could assume he did it for himself. Vinerla Echad Nerla Meya. A candle for one person is a candle for 100. So if we say clearly he lit it for himself, everyone else would be allowed to use it, even though it is Rov Yisraelim there. Now we go to the Ramah. Again, the Ramah brought down the Shita, the Bala Itter, that says, you are allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha da'oraisa if it is b'mako mitzvah. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Chav, Hainu, sheyoshev b'choshech, you're sitting in darkness, ve'ein lo shum ner lechol, and you have no candle to eat by. Avalim gomar su'udoso, but if one already finished his suda, af she'adayin lo b'ra p'rechas ha'mazon, even if he didn't bench yet, o sheyesh lo ner echad, or he already has one candle, pshita da'aser v'tzavos le'eno Yehudi lahadliklo. Then it's pash, even according to the Baal Itta, you can't ask the guy to light a candle. It's only if it's a great need, but if you have a candle already, or you finish your suda already, so then even according to him, it would be forbidden. To have a shvus shalovim miko mitzvah, that would be an issa d'rabbanon, of telling a guy to do a malacha in a place where it's not a mako mitzvah, so it's aser according to everyone. New, however, im yesh lo shum ner, if you have a candle, va'avar, and you did the wrong thing. V'tziva lo'enu Yehudi lahadik lo ner acher. We just learned if you have a candle, according to everyone, you can't ask a guy to light another candle. So, but you did. You did the wrong thing. You had a candle, you asked the guy to light another candle. Shari lehono simenu. You can get benefit from the second candle. Ba'ot shaner harishon dolik. So long the first candle is still lit, so you're not really getting benefit from the second candle, so then you would be allowed to get benefit from the second candle, because you don't really need it anyway. So then it would be okay. Kemosha kosov sivdal, like we'll see, emir tashem et sivdalad. Sivkotun chof aleph amira le'eno Yehudi. So this is going again on the Ramah in the Bala Itter, because he holds that it's mutter amira le'eno Yehudi afilu b'malacha gemur b'mako mitzvah. Aval shvus di Yisrael atzmo, but for a Yisrael himself to do a malacha derabbanan, l'kuli alma aser. Everyone agrees that is aser, afilu b'mako mitzvah. We're only allowing a derabbanan of amir la'akum, where you're not doing a maisa, so then this shita holds, you could do a derabbanan of telling a guy to do a malacha for you, b'mako mitzvah. But for you yourself to do a malacha derabbanan b'mako mitzvah, of course, that is going to be aser. Sivkatan chav beis b'mako mitzvah. The Bala Itter says, you can tell a guy to do a malacha daraisa for you. Says the Mishabura, v'livnos beisa knesses b'shabbos al yedei eino Yehudi. Can you have a guy building a shul for you on Shabbos? Kosav ha-Magen Avram, da'osar afilu dasa itter. The Magen Avram says, that is usher even according to the Bala Itter. V'ayim b'prima gadim shemasek. Look in the prima gadim who comes out of maskana. Mishum dahave mitzvah she'en overes. Having the shul built is not a mitzvah of eris. It's not like if you don't build it today, you can't build it. You could build it during the week. And therefore, this heter, the Baal Iter, would not apply to building a shul on Shabbos by a goy. The ayin b'simin reish mem dalah b'magen Avram, shehu oser lasos dover ze'ap b'kablonus. The Magen Avram brings down over there in Reish Mem Dalid that it's usher to be done by a guy on Shabbos, even the Kablonos. In lo sheyesh chash shema yisbata chas v'shom ha'idezeh b'nyo beis ha'knesses l'gamri. Unless you're concerned that by not doing it on Shabbos, you may not be able to build a shul at all, then it would be mutter. What's the pshat in the Magen Avram? Why is the Kablonos usher? The Kablonos, we always say, you're paying him by the job, he can do whatever he wants. So he's doing it on Shabbos, what's the problem? So the Magen Avram says the problem is it's a chil Hashem. Because you're allowing a guy to build your house of prayer on Shabbos, the goyim don't build their own house of prayers on their day of rest. So it's a chil Hashem to let him build yours. But if you have no other choice, the building is going to get stopped. It's not going to get completed unless you do it on Shabbos. It's mutter, because they would do it in that case as well. That is what the Magen Avraham says. So if it's not going to get built at all, so then Ayidei, going back, unless it's usher, unless sheyesh shashem yisbatel chas shom ayidei binyan abeis haknesses legamri, the oz yesh lahogav b'kablonus, then you could be lenient to have the goy build the shul on Shabbos b'kablonus. The efsher the af ayidei schirus mutter b'chiyagavne, it could be even through regular schirus to be mutter in such a case. In low yirtzu ha'eno yehudi b'kablonus, if the goy doesn't want to do it through kablonus, says the mishnah berurah vaitis if katan chaf gimel. So the Ramah then told us, the ain mocha biyadim. People are doing this, and no one's protesting against them. Umutav shiushogigin v'alyu mezidin. If you know they're not going to listen, it's better not to protest against them. Better they should be b'shogig and not be mezid. And No 39 points out what we know already. That's only if you know for sure they're not going to listen. If you're not sure they might listen, then of course you have to point it out to them. Sivkoton chavdala. The Rama says v'yesh lahachmir b'mokom she'ein tzarach gadol. One should be machmir not to tell a guy to do a malacha d'oraisa l'tzarach mitzvah, unless it is a tzarach gadol. Ushlo hichmir af l'tzarach gadol. The shlo is machmir, even l'tzarach gadol. You can't tell a guy to do a malacha d'oraisa for you. V'shekein ra nohogin b'kehilos chashuvim. And the shlo brings down that that's where he saw the minog was in the chashuv kehilos. Sheyoshvim b'chashecha b'motzei Shabbos. They would sit in darkness as Shabbos was ending. Afilu b'chasana, even by a chasana, ad until they said Baruch Hu and they ended Shabbos, they wouldn't ask a guy to light a candle for them. V'cheinog hagon harash, and so too the Rash was knowing kishahoyu so adim eslo suda shlishis. When they sat by him for suda shlishis and it was dark, he did not allow them to ask a guy to light a candle. Ube prima godim mitzadeh lahokel lahadlik alidei en yehudi b'motzei Shabbos atzorach mitzvah afkeshu adayim ben hashmashos. However, the Prima Gadim leans to be lenient to have a goy light a candle as Shabbos is ending the Tzarech Mitzvah, if even though it's still Ben HaShmashos. So it's during his Zman Ben HaShmashos, which is already more lenient, so then he allowed you to tell a goy to do this Malacha D'Oraisa. Because telling the goy is the Rabbanon, Ben HaShmashos, everything is a Safek anyway, so there Prima Gadim was lenient. The Kol Shekein be Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmashos, and certainly on Friday evening, during Bein HaShmashos, L'tzorach Mitzvah, the Bevadai Mutter. Why is it Kol Shekein from Motzei Shabbos to Friday? Because Motzei Shabbos, you have a Cheskas Isser, because you're coming from Shabbos. So if you're going to be lenient when you're coming from Shabbos, where there's a Chazakah that is Aser, so certainly you'll be lenient on Friday afternoon when you're coming from a weekday, where it has a Cheskas Heter. So if you're Matir it on Bein HaShmashos of Motzei Shabbos, you certainly would be Matir Bein HaShmashos on Lel Shabbos. Kilo kama misimin shinden beis ayin sham. So the Ramah told us that one should be machmir if there's no tzarach gadol. Again, the Shlo said, even if there is a tzarach gadol, you should be machmir. And the reason is, the Ramah said, because rov poskim cholkim al svarazim, most poskim disagree with this. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Hei, umikol moko mutter lomar le'eno yehudi lasaken es ha'eruv sheneskalkel b'shabbos. But you are allowed to tell a guy to fix the Eruv that got messed up on Shabbos, kedei shelo yavou rabim lidei michshol. By fixing the Eruv, you're helping many people not stumble over the Yisurim of Shabbos. Ukedai hu bala iter lismocholov. It's kedai, even though we don't like the bala iter, it's kedai to rely on that bala iter, lahatir shvus da mira afilu b'mlocha d'araisa, b'mokom mitzvah d'rabim. If it's a mitzvah of the rabbin, then already it's kedai to rely on the Baal Iter to tell a guy to do melacha d'oraisa, to fix the Eruv, to help people not stumble over Isurei Shabbos. Ukein zedasa prim megadim le'el, B'sof Sivkoton Chabez. I'd like to read a very two important notes, but let's first finish the last Mishabura. Sivkoton Chavov Ein Lekamon. We're going to see later on, as the Rama references in the Mechaber, Simin Shin Zayin Tzefei, where it's clear the Mechaber is going not like the Baal Itter, because he talks about allowing a Shvus to Shvus B'Mako Mitzvah. That's Mashma, but not a Shvus of a Daraisa. So we come out not like the Baal Itter. However, we did just point out that if it's to fix the Erev, you're going to save the Rabbin from doing an Avera, so then it's Kedai the Baal Itter to rely on him. So look now at note number 41. Uletzorich mitzvahs yishuv Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to the mitzvah of settling the land of Eretz Yisrael, kigon lomar lenochri liknos avuro bayis minochri acher beretz Yisrael. You want to ask a guy on Shabbos to buy a piece of land for you from a guy in Eretz Yisrael. You want to do yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We're going to see later on in the Mishabura and Simin Shinvav, Shemutter af l'dasa Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch will say, in that case, it is mutter. V'chein le'inyan mitzvahs mila, so too when it comes to mitzvah mila, we're going to see later on, Shasomech ala ba'le'iter lohistin. If you rely on the ba'le'iter, you don't lose out. In Iyasha b'inyan acher, if there was no other eitzah, you could rely on the ba'le'iter. Aval in pasha, but if you were negligent, v'loheichin me'esmo, you didn't do your proper preparations yesterday that you knew you would need on Shabbos, there the B'ra'ar Lacha writes, Sha'osir lo me'lanachri. So we see there are cases that we do rely on the sheet of the ba'le'iter. It's a very important sheet to know, even though we don't hold like him. Skip the next paragraph, and we'll look at the second to last line on the right column. V'tzorich tfilu ukriyas ha-Torah le'tzibur. Let's say there's a need for the shul. There's a need of a tfilu for kriyas ha-Torah for the tzibur. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, shenechshav mitzvah shel rabim. That's considered a mitzvah shel rabim. V'lochein hitir lomar le'nochri l'chabos mazgan. Therefore, Rav Moshe allowed them to ask a guy to turn off the air conditioner. It's making everyone that's davening there freezing. You could tell the guy to turn it off. Even though only some of the mispalim, it's a lot, but it's only a minority of mispalim. People are leaving shul because it's so cold, even though it's not the majority, but it's a lot of people leaving shul because it's so cold. V'yisbatlu mitfila b'tzibur kriyas haTorah, and they're missing out on tfila b'tzibur kriyas haTorah. In that case, Rav Moshe says you can ask a guy to turn off the air conditioner. Again, assuming the understanding is that that would be a daraisa. So turning it off would be a daraisa. Again, you can rely on the Baal Itter because that is a tzorich of a mitzvah for the rabbin. V'chein hitter lahadlik esaor shekova b'beis hamedrash shelomdim bo rabbim. He also allowed you to ask a guy to turn a light on in the beis medrash that went out to allow people to learn. So again, he's relying on the Baal Itter, telling a guy to do a daraisa in order for a mitzvah of the rabbim people to be allowed to learn. V'chein kastab orcho Shabbos, so too writes orcho Shabbos, b'shmo shel agon of Aaron Cutler. He says, in the name of Aaron Cutler, Zatzal, Shehiter lahadlik esaor bebeis hamedrash ayidei nochri. He allowed them to have a light put on the beis medrash to a goy, mishum mitzvahs talmud Torah shel rabbim. So that's a Moshe of Aaron Cutler. They say that it is okay. Meidach, on the other hand, le'inyan generator shel yeshiva shekava. There was a case in Eretz Yisrael of a yeshiva where the generator went off. So Rav Yashiv writes, Sha'af al pisha b'sefer heishiv Moshe hevi sheyesh kehilo shenogu lahokil adliko ayde nochri mishum talmud Torah derabim. Even though there are those places that are relying on the Baal Itter for the talmud Torah derabim to ask a guy to put the light back on to fix the generator, mikomokom lemaisa ein roi lahatir. Says the Vayashiv, lemaisa you shouldn't be matir. You should not ask the guy to fix the generator. Kevan sheiser amiru lanochri parutz b'nei abrios. Since people are not taking seriously the isra of amir lakum. V'avsokas pu'ulash generator hu dover matzui. The fact that the generator stops working is a common occurrence. V'im yadliku tamid kishayichvah. You're going to constantly ask the guy to relight it when it goes out. Yavo lezalzel b'kach. People are going to come to me mezalzel in amir la'akum. One more note I'd like to point out, and that is note number 43. We're coming out that in general, except for these extreme exceptions that we're bringing down of the tzarech of the rabbin for Talmud Torah, maybe for tefillah, otherwise, we do not hold like the Baal Itter. You cannot tell a guy to do a melacha d'oraisa for a tzorech. Note 43, Misha Samach HaBaal HaItter, one who decided to rely on the Baal Itter, The Omar Lenochri Lasos Lo Malacha Daraisa B'Makom Mitzvah. And he asked the guy to do a Malacha Daraisa in the place of a mitzvah. Rav Yashiv says, Sheimhu Lo Yoda Sha'aser. If you didn't realize that we don't hold like the Baal Eter, you didn't realize it was Aser, Mutter Lehonos Mimalachas Anochri, then you could benefit from the Malacha the guy did. You did it by accident, you relied on the Baal Eter, so B'Diavid, you could benefit from it. Avalim Yoda Sha'aser Vehezid. If you knew it was Aser, and you did it anyway, you told the guy to do Malacha Darais, if you make a mitzvah, Aser lehanos mehamalacha. Says Rav Yashiv, you're not allowed to get hana from that malacha. You knew that malacha, and you did it anyway. You cannot benefit from the malacha that was done. V'das hagon Rav Nissen Karelitz, sherak b'mokum tzorech gadol sharamo hitir. Dafka in a place of a tzorech gadol where the ramo is matir, muter lehanos mehamalacha. Then you could benefit from the malacha. Afal pisha shlo hichmir. Even though the Mishabur, the shlo says, even tzorech gadol, it's aser. But lemaisa, you relied on the ramo, so then you could benefit from the malacha done. Aval b'mokum tzorech mitzvah bilvad. But if it's only a tzorech mitzvah, it wasn't a tzorech gadol. It was a regular tzorech mitzvah. Kevan sherov haposkim chokim abala iter aser lehanos. Since most poskim aser and do not allow, they argue on the Baal Iter, you will not get benefit from it. The bottom line is, this is a very important shita to know, the Baal Iter, that says that one can tell a guy to do a malacha d'araisa on Shabbos if it is for a dvar mitzvah. The Ramah says, we don't hold like that, unless it is a tzarech gadol. So then the post can get involved. What's considered a tzarech gadol, tzarech of the rabbin? It's a good shita to know, but lamaisa, we generally do not hold of the shita of the Baal Iter. The Shlah says, even tzarech gadol, you can't rely on it. We have the kula from Rav Moshe, we have the kula from Rav Aaron Cutler, but in general, we do not rely on the shita of the Baal Iter. We'll stop here and continue next time, Mirtz Hashem, with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.